4 CBA Mumble.
And 0 TR for a little bit.
Well, N0 TR, KB4 CBA, and sound like a little code in the background there.
Roger. There's a contest going on today, and it is quite congested out there. I'm seeing quite a few now. I just walked in and sit down. My hands are cold, so my mind isn't decoding as good.
Your hands are cold. That would be difficult. Working on my daughter's car, putting in a new door lock actuator, and come find out the whole latch assembly, you have to buy the whole thing. But anyway, so I got the part, but she's having to take a nap, and I'm having to use my impact wrench, so I'm going to wait till she wakes up to finish, because I'm right under where she is working on it. So anyway, so I'm going to get an inner tube for their stroller right now.
No, strollers had such things. That's amazing. I've been out. I had to put a new light on my chicken pen because that other one I got at Costco's failed. And what drives me is normally you hardwire into like an octagon box. Well, this one I got the last time had these little bitty pins, probably 16th of an inch, three of them, hot and a neutral on the ground. And when you put the light onto the box that come with it, it goes into a terminal board and makes connection. So I was very cautious and made darn certain those wires that went to that terminal board were tight. I got caught years ago by a federal inspector on a huge panel box. He pulled one wire out that I'd put in. And so I'm careful about tight connections anymore. And I'll be darned if their pin connection wasn't bad. And I kept trying to figure out what was the problem. And so I pulled it apart, which I had siliconed it and everything. And that pin was as brown as a rusted off pin and had been making intermittent contact. So that infrared sensor down there's got a board in it, of course, and I think it croaked that board. So I thought, well, I'll just take it apart after I get this other one up and see if I can fix it. And the screw head's got a triangle shape. Now, I got probably 100 different kinds of oddball screw heads in a set, but I don't have that one, of course.
I mean, if it was easy, anybody could do it.
Well, I figured I might jump around those pins and hardwire it and test it and see if it worked. I don't need it any other place, but it was about $40. This one I got at Lowe's yesterday was more than I needed, of course, but I kind of liked it, and it had 2,500 lumens and had a lot of hoodie duties that you could set, and I like that to make it run in different modes more than the average bear. So I went ahead and gave in and got that one and mounted it. It's for varmints out south of the chicken pen, which is rare, so I don't really need it that bad. But I like to have it in case there's any varmints come up there.
Well, we actually have found some floodlights that have, the bulb itself has a motion sensor in it, and it has a light sensor, so it does not activate in the daytime, but it activates at night, and it works very well. And So I've got those in on both corners of my house and they were in the back. And they're working very well.
Well, driving to my backyard some night or even the front, and it's sort of like Leavenworth. Everything lights up. And I won't go into what all things I have, but that one light will follow you and record you as you move, and it's kind of cool. I wish I'd have bought more than two of them, but I didn't. And other lights come on with motion. Now, that one that I just put up, what I like about it is you can set it to where it stays dim, like the one over my garage door here. It stays dim all the time, and so you can still see out in the backyard from the bedrooms or the kitchen. Well, there's motion. It goes to a very high brightness, and it's LED, so it's not taking anything, you know, just a few watts. And I like that one really well. And then there's one on the tin barn, and it's motion, and then one on the chicken pen. And there's another big one I put in when I moved here, but I don't use it. It's metal halide, and it's very white. And it's daylight till dusk, so I don't run in because it's 80 watts. These LEDs, man, they're the cat's meow if they last.
Be a big if. Well, I tell you, it's nice to have some lighting and at night. And of course, we live in a neighborhood and. Yeah, very, very little foot traffic, if any, around here. So, not really worried about it much at all. I did it again. Sitting here talking to you and made the wrong turn. Or missed the turn, I should say. So, had to back up and punt.
Well, that's standard operating procedure for us amateur radio operators to have our head and our gluteus maximus while we're talking. shoot, we've all done that, Dave. Anyways, I like light, and we don't have any foot traffic per se other than joggers, and got a great neighborhood. And everyone owns a gun, so that makes it even nicer, and you don't have to worry about things so much. But I have sent three possums right squarely in front of the chicken pen to that great possum heaven in the sky. One of them was at midnight one night, and the other one was at 1 o'clock in the morning when she come to check on her buddy. And then I got another one out there one time. And I won't say where that possum heaven's at, but it ain't in Granny Clampett's skillet.
Am I having Peter all right?
I think you might have slipped off your trigger finger there that time, just a slight. But yeah, you're okay.
A little static in it, but, you know, on receive. But I'm sitting still right at this moment. Yeah, my granddaddy used to eat possum. He had a cage, and he would catch them, and he'd feed them for about 2 weeks, and then he would have my grandmother fry it up, and she said that was the greasiest meat she'd ever fried, and she'd fry it, but she would not eat it.
Well, I think that's typical of possum. I know bears that way, I've been told. Never tried either one. But I heard one the other night. I watched this mountain man and this light below zero. I like that real well on TV. And the mountain men do a lot of trapping. And a lot of those folks up there in Alaska, they eat muskrat. And they say, well, they're not really a rat. And as many of them as have commented on it, I think they must be right, but I wouldn't want to try it. But I've ate a lot of squirrels, though, and that's about the same Heritage, I guess. But the funny one was yesterday I was listening to Mountain Men, Sincere OTR, and one of them caught a raccoon, Dave, and he says, "No, we won't eat that." And I know during the game warden's feeds up there in Kansas, they cook up just about everything, including raccoon. And this guy said, if that raccoon had a certain kind of worms in it, I think it was worms, anyway, something bad, he said they would actually eat a human's brain if you ate the meat. I didn't think that was possible, because you cook it first, of course, but that's what he said.
What's it? Oh, me. Well, I've arrived at my point of destination, so I'm going to have to check out here, and I'll talk to you in a bit, maybe, or the compartment. Get the wheel. Anyway, I'll say 73s, and we'll talk to you later. And 0TR84CBA, clear.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, that time is real scratching. I'm going upstairs and have some cottage cheese and pineapple and white grapes in it, and that's my snack before Bernice's homemade vegetable soup here in a little while. Now, I don't monitor the repeater at home a lot. I just had it on because I was looking at this contest. And 20 meters is quite active. 73s, Dave, KB4CVA, and 0TR is clear.